Welcome to another Plug in America podcast. I'm your host, Kate Baker. Today, we're talking with Paul Scott, a co-founding member of Plug in America. Welcome, Paul.
Thank you, Kate.
Paul, I understand that you are one of the board members from Plug in America who attended the Google Brookings Plug in conference in Washington, D.C. last week. Can you tell us just briefly what the purpose of that conference was and who is attending?
The purpose was to bring together all the major players in the world who are dealing with plug-in vehicles. And we had representatives from the major OEMs such as Ford, GM, Toyota, Nissan, and others. The people who attended ranged from senators and congresspeople to battery manufacturers and the OEMs that I mentioned before, as well as all the activists who have been involved in the electric vehicle movement for some time. And then the conference organizers were Brookings Institution and Google.org, which is the philanthropic arm of Google.
Let me ask you this, Paul. For the average layperson, someone who's not involved with electric cars at all, how important do you think this meeting really was?
Well, I would say it was very important because it clearly showed that we are now to the point where electric cars are not a question of if, but when. All of the players there indicated that electric cars were viable, and it's just a matter of getting the batteries to the point where they can start manufacturing them in large quantities. And to that end, the battery manufacturers represented had indicated that they are putting literally hundreds of millions of dollars into constructing manufacturing facilities. So when that kind of serious money is behind this, you know it's going to happen.
What would you say is the most significant thing that you saw at this conference?
Well, I'd have to say it was the bipartisan support. We had people like Orrin Hatch there. We had Harry Reid. And many others from both sides of the aisle who spoke in favor of this. It's no longer just the Democrats saying, yes, we should do it, and the Republicans saying, no, we shouldn't. Everybody involved seemed to understand the importance of it and the viability of it.
Did you see anything there that surprised you, anything you did not expect to see?
Well, I would have to say that there was some reticence from Toyota's representative, but Bill Reinert is his name, and he's always tried to put the kibosh on battery electrics because he tends to favor the fuel cell vehicles. But he seemed to be overridden by just about everybody else there. In addition, the Ford representative, who's the president of Ford North America, gave a speech that was surprising in its ignorance. He mispronounced lithium ion three times, and he didn't even know. I mean, he used the term kilowatt per hour. So it was clear he did not write his speech, and he didn't understand what he was saying. And everybody in the room was embarrassed for him.
Now that this conference is over, Paul, would you say that anything happened there that's going to change our lives as consumers, our daily lives, say, in the next
20 years? Yeah, I'd have to say that it's very clear that within 1 to 2 years, we'll have the first electric vehicles or plug-in hybrids in the market. And once that floodgate is opened, you will then see many, many more models offered in the following years, so that, you know, maybe you won't be able to get one the first year or the second year because the demand is going to be so high you will have to get on a list to get these vehicles. But clearly all of the car makers are behind it, and regardless of how much they understand it or how quickly they want to bring things to market, there are many car makers who will bring them to market as fast as possible. So those who are that are reticent will be left in the dust, and the market share will go to the people entering the market first. So the average person should be able to get an electric car, I would say, easily within 2 to 3 years.
Wow. Well, thank you very much, Paul. We certainly appreciate your talking with us today.
You're very welcome.
This has been another Plug in America podcast, and for more information on this and other topics, go to pluginamerica.org.
This edition of the Plug in America podcast was produced by Kate Baker and edited by Joseph Puentes, with music composed by Red Bennett. The Plug in America podcast is supported by listeners like you. For more information, go to pluginamerica.org or email us at podcast@pluginamerica.org.